It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort of home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. And plus, remember, DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offer special promotions every day. So you get a new opportunity with something special every day. You just got to check the app. And if you don't have the app, download it now. That's the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app. And use promo code KSN. You get to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games in your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN. Play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. And Dustin, in quarter number one, we alluded to the fact that the rest of the Penn State squad has shown up in State College for workouts. This means the summer enrollees of the freshmen, and we're going to take a look at those players and kind of talk about if any of them are even going to make an impact this fall. Whenever we do a segment like this, there is one place that is a natural position to start with. And what position is that, Dustin?
For the summer enrollees, linebacker?
No. Oh, come on. Who could have an impact this year? What position? Wide receiver.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's where we always have to start if we're looking for new players to make an impact. So here I thought I was lobbing you a softball, and you whiffed on it, Dustin.
Yeah, it wasn't a softball.
I'm going to start at wide receiver.
You threw me a two-seamer.
Yes. Now, actually, I'm a junk ball pitcher. I'm not going to throw hard. Anyway, let's start with wide receiver because I think that is the position that is obviously wide open. That is a place where a player can step right in and make a difference. Are there some candidates in this incoming freshman class?
I think, to me, there are two good ones for early playing time. One was on campus in January, Keandre Lambert, and I think Parker Washington, too. Now, Parker Washington, I've been beating this drum for a while. I'm not sure, you know, there could be a blockage with Jahan Dotson expected to be somewhat full-time in the slot position. That's where Parker Washington, I think, is going to thrive at the next level. But I love his skill set. I think he is physically prepared to play from day one. I think he's a guy who could be impressive for the coaching staff early in his time here. So I think early in workouts, early in training camp, he could be a guy who turns some heads from the state of Texas. It just kind of comes down to, are you able to do enough to force anything? And I think Jahan Dotson is a terrific example of that. I don't think anybody, you know, as a true freshman had Jahan Dotson high on their list of guys they expected to burn their red shirts, but he was so impressive in camp that he made that case for James Franklin. And I think Parker Washington has a chance to do that as well.
Well, that position is one that, first of all, there's opportunities. And second of all, it is a position where a young player can step right in and contribute right away. So if any of these guys do step up, we could see them on the field right away. Add to that four games where you're allowed the red shirt, it allows the staff to throw some guys in there and find out just what they can do. I did want to ask about one other wide receiver candidate, and that's Norval Black. And the reason why I bring him up is he's a signee out of junior college, so he probably has a little more experience than these other guys. He may need to put on some weight. Is he? Do you think he's a candidate for playing time early?
I don't have him on my list, and I think part of that is just because, you know, his route to this point is a great unknown, and he wasn't a highly regarded guy. I mean, he's one player that you're going to have to wait and see on, you know, and I think that just because somebody's playing coming from the junior college ranks doesn't mean that they're immediately ready, but the wide receiver position does lend itself to maybe Norval Black being a guy to watch. I think he's just a player to see what happens and read the tea leaves in the next 6 weeks to see what he's doing. He would not be on my list, but I've been wrong before. I'm not sure if you know this, Jim.
Really? Huh. I did not know that, Dustin. I thought you were right on everything. All right. Let's stay on the offensive side of the ball. I started this segment with the premise of who are guys who are going to make an impact, maybe see the field already as true freshmen. We're probably not going to see that on the offensive line, and we're definitely not going to see that at quarterback. But I'm still very curious about Micah Bowens, especially now with Michael Johnson Jr. out of the picture. He has a chance to make an impression and maybe move up in the pecking order fairly quickly.
I like Micah Bowens a lot, and Penn State clearly doesn't care if you're 5'10" or 5'11", which that's what Micah Bowens looks. I think he's listed at 6 feet, but he looks maybe a little shorter than that. Penn State doesn't care about that. I don't really care about that either. You're not trying to fast track all these guys into NFL positions. And oh, by the way, the NFL cares less and less about that height factor too. If you look at Kyler Murray and Russell Wilson, Drew Brees is a good example. What Micah Bowens seems to do to me is really keeps his cool when things break down around him. And I remember looking at his film and being really impressed by his ability to not just throw on the run, but throw on a dead sprint and throw accurately. And I think, you know, that skill, and I do say it's a skill. I think that's something that maybe he's cultivated over time. That skill suggests to me a certain headspace that he's in to not be flustered so easily. And I think that is a very underrated part of playing the quarterback position. Now, he might have to get bigger. He's going to have to get stronger. He's going to have a whole lot to learn and process, but he played high school football at a high level in Las Vegas at Bishop Gorman. And I think that's going to help him get his legs underneath him. You know, the quarterback development is a great unknown, but I see a lot of good things in Micah Bowens. And clearly with the way that they have this quarterback system set up, he's not going to have to accelerate anything. He's going to have the opportunity to learn and develop behind the scenes. And like I said, I think, you know, his physical stuff suggests to me that mentally and competitively, he's what Penn State wants in a quarterback. I think he's got an encouraging skill set.
All right. One last position on offense is running back. The last couple of years, we have seen freshmen getting playing time at running back. Might we see that from Kevon Lee this year?
I mean, Kevon Lee has a chance to do sort of what Noah Cain did. You know, you look at 6 feet and 210, he's a big back already. Kaziah Holmes, he arrives with him in the same class, but they're really completely different types of running backs. You know, Kaziah Holmes, I anticipate playing a little bit less conventional role, not that every down back, not yet anyway, but he's very explosive in space and he could be used accordingly. Kevon Lee just looks like that chain mover, that grinder, that big back who has a chance to really make an impression like Noah Cain did. Both of these guys fighting a bit of an uphill fight considering three established running backs are ahead of them. So it just kind of depends. You know, I'm not looking at 2020 as much as maybe positioning themselves for 2021 when, you know, it's quite possible that Journey Brown ends up leaving for the NFL. I really believe that. And at that point in time, the running back depth chart will get an influx. It'll get a little shift in energy. And I think Kevon Lee has a chance to be a good back. You know, it just how does he differentiate himself from, let's say, Noah Cain, for example, over the next year or two? That'll be fun to watch. But he's a talented kid and a big back, and I think he's somebody that maybe we don't talk about enough just because of the position he plays. And Keziah Holmes is easy to talk about. It's easy to debate what he could be at the next level. Kevon Lee, a little bit more straightforward kind of runner. He's going to be a good player for Penn State.
All right, let's move to the other side of the ball. When we started, you mentioned the linebacker position. Curtis Jacobs may have been the most highly regarded of the freshmen coming in. He's at a linebacker, highly regarded, but is there going to be any opportunity to get on the field with a loaded linebacker room?
Yeah, I have no idea on that one. I think there's going to be incentive to not pull his red shirt right away, but man, he's such a good player, Jim, and physically he's ready now. He moves very well. You've seen him in little bits and pieces defending the pass very well and dropping into coverage, and I think he's got all the skills, all the tools, and he might fall into that category of what benefit is there exactly to redshirting him, and when you know that maybe the clock is ticking on him making the jump to the next level anyway. And if he's going to be that guy and he's going to maybe play primarily special teams, if he can make an impact on a handful of games from that spot and climb into that top six or eight in the linebacker rotation, I mean, there could be incentive for Penn State to pull his redshirt just because he's going to be so good. He's going to make a really good case this summer. He plays a position and has a skill set that he can impact games without being high in the linebacker rotation itself.
Well, and you made a good point too about these top end players. They're probably not going to be around for 5 years anyway. Find ways to get them on the field, take advantage of their time on campus where you can. And you also have that 4-game pad to use and still keep a guy's red shirt, which is very helpful. All right, in the last minute we have, you see anybody else on defense who might see the field this year as a freshman?
Well, from the summer group, I'm not real sure of that. You know, Jair Brown as a safety, but that's tough company to keep with the guys there. Jacobs would be number one on my list. Zariah Fisher, I really like his game, but again, if he's a linebacker as Penn State announced him to be, it's going to be tough for him to really break through there. I think he's more of a guy to eye his development for a year or two down the road. But I think Jacobs is the number one on my list, and there's not really a close number two.
Okay, that will be it for segment number two. In quarter number three, Dusty, we're going to go back to our list. And this list is the roster players. We do this every year now. We go through the roster. We'll talk about every player on the roster. So stay tuned for that.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.